Hi, I'm Mary Higgins Clark, and let me tell you a little bit about Mount Vernon Love Story. I was a radio scriptwriter writing an historical series, and which meant, of course, that I used the presidents. And I had always thought that George Washington was as boring as God made them. I always heard those pedantic quotes of his, "Father, I cannot tell a lie. I chopped down the cherry tree." And I thought, what a colossal bore he was. And then I started to do research, and I found an engaging, charming man behind the legend. George Washington never said any of those things that were attributed to him, an after-dinner speaker made those stories up about him after he had died, and the truth would have served that speaker better. I found that he was 6'3" in a time when men were 5'7". He was the best dancer in the colony of Virginia. The Indians gave him their highest compliment. "He rides his horse like an Indian." And I always thought that he and Martha had been married. She was an older woman, she was a widow, and it was a marriage of convenience. And then when I started doing the research, yeah, she was older than he, 3 months older. She was 27 to his 26. They were married for 42 years. It was a blissfully happy marriage, and he courted her at her estate, and you know what it was called? The White House. And you know, she went through the British lines to join him in Boston. She spent the winter with him in Valley Forge. She called him my old man, and he called her my dearest Patsy. No one ever called her Martha in her lifetime. She was always known as Patsy. I found a love story there that I had never dreamt existed, and I decided I wanted